Again, we're up to Simon Nuntes Halacha Chafaf. One more halacha. We really did it yesterday outside. We just do it inside. It's on page Shin Zayin. Okay, page Shin Zayin Halacha Chafalif Chaveroi Sheloi Raha Oso Me Olam Ela Shealde Mechtavim Sheheritzu Mizelozel. We mentioned this yesterday. A friend that you never saw your whole life. The only way that you know about this friend is because you had communication with him through letters. Im ru'uhu achar kach in mevarach al ru'i yosef. You see him now for the very first time, did not make a bracha. Dekeim and shlo yishlo hisroh me'olam panim el panim ein ahava gedola kol kach sheyesemech biri yosef. If you never saw a person in the flesh, you only know about this person through writing, through letters, through email, through telephone calls, to Skype, but you never saw him in the flesh, and now you see him for the very first time. You did not make a shechiyonu, because if you never saw a person for real for the first time, it cannot possibly be that when you see him in the flesh for the first time, you have real simcha where you can make a shechiyonu. Okay, we mentioned that yesterday. Okay, now let's go back and let's do all of the shi'odim mitzion b'halacha for this simin. Let's start back on page Shin Beis. Okay, Shin Beis halacha aleph. Al Shmuel's Toiva. So we learned the halacha that if you hear good news, you make a bracha shechianu. Sheshama, you have to hear the good news from a person that's a trustworthy person. Al Shmuel's Toiva. Ayin b'rama uvmogen Avram. Derav mekilim be'elu habrachos v'haynu b'rucha shechianu mishum de'isa b'shash she'yushus v'simagen Avram. Sham de'enoy nachon. Okay, so we mentioned this, that many people b'zman hazeh do not make these brachas. Person hears good news. We don't see people today making a shechianu very often. We don't make these brachas. The question is, why not? So some want to suggest, because these are not, it's not a choiva. It's not an obligation to make these brachas. It's a reshus. If you want to make the bracha, you can make the bracha. If you don't want to make the bracha, you don't have to make the bracha. There is no obligation. That is one approach why we don't make a bracha b'zman hazeh. However, he concludes here, the Mogen Avraham said, that's not right. If a person hears good news and he has simcha, he should make the bracha shechianu on all the examples that we've given. Person hears good news, you should make a shechianu. If it's good for you and good for others, you should make a bracha satoy v'hametiv. There are mixed opinions. We mentioned this. We learned Pesukei Teshuvos. There are different opinions in this matter. B'zman hazeh, should a person be very quick to make a shechianu and toy v'hametiv? Some Pesukim, modern day Pesukim, say yes, and some say no. Some say that today we live in a world that we have a lot of problems, and we don't have real simcha. And a condition to make a bracha is you should have real simcha. And if you're sensitive to all of the tzaras that are going on in the world, it's not so simple. You should be quick to make a bircha shechianu. So the chalukideis. So you see over here, Tom Morgan Avram, the chalukideis. I don't know. They probably have big tzaras then also. I don't know why today is different, but there are different opinions about how.
The problem in the Gemara, in the, you know, in the Gemara in Gitt, where you have Mishakar based on Migdash, you know, a lot of music, you know, a lot of.
Shani, meet
everyone.
Be happy with the Chor Beis Hamikdash.
Joy after the Chor Beis.
We never saw the Beis Hamikdash to even know what we're missing. That's awesome. Okay, so there are different opinions in this matter. Some do make these brachas, some do not make these brachas. You always see that, like someone buys a new suit, someone buys a new appliance, some will make a bracha, some will not make a bracha, and so on and so forth. Halacha Beis. Next, Hagiyoi Lav Toiva. Okay, this halacha, this Ice Beis, is referring to halacha Gimel. Higia Elav Toiva, Yeshashama Shmua Toiva. This refers to the idea that even though this will one day lead to something bad, right now at the moment, it's good. But it can possibly lead to something that is harmful. And the example he gave was that you found a Mitzia, but if the government finds out, they will take it away. So do you make a Shechianu at the moment? So the Kitu says yes. Follow the moment. For this moment in time, it's good. You make a shechianu, even though it might lead to something which is harmful, and vice versa. If right now it's bad news, if a flood if there's a flood and your field has been destroyed, you make a dayan ho'emes, even though this will ultimately be good because now the field will be watered and for the next season. Since right now at the moment it's bad, you should make the bracha dayan ho'emes. So here he says the giyah love toiva ayim shal shuvus chasam sefer be beis hakneses shenisraf. There was a shrif in the Beis HaKnesses. The Chazra Nivnisa Altila, and it was rebuilt in the same location. You can't make a bracha. You can't make a bracha on a Beis HaKnesses that was destroyed and rebuilt, because that's not a good thing. The fact that it came about through a bad thing, it's not good. But you can make Hatoiva Hametiv. What's the proof? What's the proof? The proof is Birchas Hamazon. Shegam beharugei beitar shenitnu likvura baruchu birchas hatoyv hametiv. In fact, they instituted hatoyv hametiv in Birchas Hamazon to give shedach voida to the fact, the miracle that they were nitin likvura, even though it started out as a horrible thing that they died. It was a terrible tragedy, but since now it is something which is good, they were giving likvura. But not Shachiyanu. Shachiyanu you don't make it because Shachiyanu cannot be made on something which only came about through a tzara. If he disagrees, you should not make, you cannot compare it to Hatoiv HaMeitiv. That was unusual circumstances, that was Tachanas Chazal, and you should not compare a case of Rachmona L'Slana Sreifa, if a shul was burned down, or and would he say something when it becomes private property? A person, let's say Rachmona L'Slana, a person's property was destroyed and now was rebuilt, so you can make a Shechiyanu Toiv HaMeitiv. Such a thing only happened because of something bad happened, and that's the only reason why we're coming now to this point in time where we're coming to rebuild it, something new. So it appears over here Mishnah Berurah Pasuk Levavim, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, that you should make a bracha. So it's machlokes. So it seems that Shechiyanu, that's the whole issue is you say a Shechiyanu on something, that's the point, which is only an event because something bad happened. It's the opposite of the halacha. The halacha, in the case of Shulchan Aruch, is describing a thing which right now it's good. But what's good now will lead to something bad. Can I make the Shechiyanu now? Yes. Everyone agrees. If you find the Mitzia now, even though that may lead to something bad, at this moment you can make a Shechiyanu. He's asking the reverse. Right now, something good has happened. We built a ruined a churva. We've rebuilt something. But we never would have rebuilt this if it was not destroyed in the first place. So this good event is only coming about because of something horrible which has happened. Does that qualify to make a Shechiyanu? So he clearly says Shechiyanu you don't make. Toiv HaMeitiv, he gives a machloik, it's the Mishnah Berurah. And these other paiskim. Do you make a Toiv HaMeitiv? The Mishnah Berurah says you do make.
In the moment.
You live in the moment only in advance, only now, but not in reverse. Only you live in the moment to make a Shechiyanu if it's good now, even though in the future it may come lidei ra. But if the bad has happened and now you want to make a bracha for good, then he says it's a different halacha. It's a one way halacha. It's not a two way halacha.
So when Mashiach will come and build the base of Mikdash, you don't make a Shechiyanu.
That's what he basically says. Yeah, interesting halach. That's what it seems to be saying. Gimel b'shas kinyan gemar binyan. When do you make the bracha? So lechatchila you should make the bracha and tell when you purchase the object, or at the gemar binyan. B'shas shuvus levchayim. Kas avdim kana behakafa credit. Mortgage. Shelo hayilo yichalas bedel lefroy afilu mikerev hayamim parami kol makom kevin shatul leikana yesh svarish ein tzach levarich. There's a svar not to make a bracha if you buy on credit. The ayin baruch hashulchan the mashul gamken the bechay gavna ein levarich shekasaf hatam the ein varicham al nesias isha. Why don't you make a Shechiyanu when you get married? Why Mishum Divashas Erisin Eina Adayin Simcha Shlema? At the time of engagement, it's not complete. Who knows what's going to be? Vishas Nisuin Shekvar Nigma Hasimcha. Yev Shalavarach, the Etzem Hadavar Kvar Nigma Ab Erisin, because it's not ready because you already had the Simcha. Exactly. That's what he says. Engagement, you can't make the bracha because it's not shalem. It's not shalem. And when you get married, it's not a simcha shalem because I'm already used to it.
You make the bracha when you get the watch.
I'm already used to the fact that I'm engaged, that I have a companion because we got engaged. We got engaged a couple of months ago. Ayin Sham. V'yachinam, he came b'shas akinyin ein adayin simcha. So he wants to say very b'chiddush that when you buy something and you take out a mortgage, you buy something, you take out a mortgage, ein adayin hasimcha shlema b'bnei shle para, because how in the world am I going to pay off the mortgage?
I think, I don't know.
Halacha l'maisa we do.
Under the chuppah they put on a new talis.
No, I never saw this. The yakas. Make a shechayanu. A shechayanu, maybe, okay. V'yachinam came b'shas ha-kinyin ein adayin ha-simcha shlema b'mnei sh'loi parah b'shas ha-parah ein l'shaych l'verch that's my dover kvar nigma. So he wants to suggest that if you go and you buy a house with a mortgage, you don't make a shechayanu. Manavshach. When you buy the house, when you put down, let's say, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, whatever you're putting down, it's not a simcha. Then you move into the house, it's not a simcha, because how am I going to pay off the rest of the mortgage? Who knows what's going to be? So you're nervous. So it's not a simcha shlema. And then years later, 20 years later, when you finally pay off the mortgage, I'm used to it. I'm living here already for 20 years. What's the big deal? It's not a simcha shlema, so there's no point in time when you can make the bracha shachianu when you buy something behakafa. Halacha l'maisa, that's not accepted. I think Rav Moshe says, I'm not mistaken, it says clearly that halacha l'maisa, when you buy with a mortgage, you do. If you rent, you don't. If you buy for investment purposes, you don't. But if you buy to live in the house with a mortgage, you do make a shachianu. That appears to be. No, then you would not. Then if the father-in-law is paying the mortgage, it's not yours. He's a very interesting shari. Rav Moshe says, this is a very interesting halacha, people know, that when a chosan buys his kala an engagement ring, the chosan is supposed, Rav Moshe's psak, the chosan is supposed to make a shechianu. Now, why? Now, this right, the reason right away tells us why 99.99% of chassanim will not make the bracha is because he was zoicha to have the money to earn the money
to buy a ring.
So most chassanim today, it's not their money. Someone is giving them the money to buy the ring.
Interesting. Let's say so.
And then when he gives the ring to the kala, Rav Moshe says she makes two brachas. She makes a shechianu for acquiring. That's what we learned yesterday. When you receive a matana, you make a shechianu, and she also makes hatoyva. Rav Moshe makes two brachas. Makes hatoyva hanetiv because it's good for her husband. It's good for her husband that his wife has a diamond ring. Yeah. So Rav Moshe says, so the chas makes a shechianu and the kala makes two brachos shechianu v'hatov meitiv. But we have not seen this. People, I don't think the minig olam is to do this. You don't see chassanim make a shechianu when they buy, you don't hear about this. And they make a shechianu. It's because it's not their money. They're not paying for it. And the kala l'chora should make a shechianu
to
her
native.
Yes, you buy kelim chadash, kelim chadash and berachashuvim. Yes, you buy. What about you buy people that after they're married for 10 years? What do they buy? They buy. They know they buy. There's a minhag, right? Is there a minhag after 10 years? They buy a certain type of ring.
Friendship.
They buy something? No?
Yeah.
You're married, I'm not married. You're supposed to know.
2 years
is paper? Or there's
ring around the rosy.
Maybe it's not a ring, it's a bracelet. There's a certain. Yes, if you buy your wife a very significant present, so she, l'chayr, according to Rav Moshe, you're both supposed to make a bracha. The husband makes a bracha that he has the money. Shechianu, the kimonu, he has the money to buy, and the wife is supposed to make two brachas. A shechianu, and supposed to make also a toyev menu, because it's good for their husband. It's good that the people see what a good marriage they have. That he's proud. That's what Rav Moshe says. I'll read you his words. I don't have it here, but that's what he says.
He gets a plastic.
He gets a fake? A fake.
Yeah,
or the plastic. Okay, let's go to the next halacha.
When you pay it for mortgage, do you make some sort of...
No, that's what he says, for sure not. Because it's not a simcha.
That's true, but you have the debt.
Doesn't matter. That's not significant. Has to be a shit. So some of the I saw yesterday...
No,
there has to be a dover. The hanah you're having now must be a hanah dover sheyesh by mamish. a debt that you don't, that you're not paying off a debt, is not a davar sheyesh by mamash.
Pay the whole, if you pay the house,
what, for sure, whole, for yeah. sure. If you're paying cash, you buy a house to live in, you pay in full. It's not a good idea. Right. No financial advisor would tell you to do that. It's no, not a good. It's not a good idea. What?
Sell the house.
And so that's a loss.
Why is it?
Well, no, you're getting, you're getting money?
Yeah.
You, that's not called, that's not, that's, there's no halacha. Halacha is only when you acquire. Halacha, the only, you learned all the halachas, you only make a shechiyanu when you acquire a possession. Even though you made a killing, okay, you made a killing as an investment purpose, you made a killing, you made a lot of money.
No.
It seems like you don't make a bracha. If you would do a business deal, it would seem that let's say you flip a house. You bought a house for investment purposes and you succeed and you sell twice what you paid for it. So it seems that you would make a bracha. But if it's your personal house and you sell the house, even though you're making a lot of money, it seems you don't make a bracha, because something that's personal, which you sell, even though you make a lot of money, it's still called a loss.
But your wife should make that money.
You bought the house for peanuts.
She has that money to spend. It can't be. A normal person would not. It's a bittersweet experience. If it's your, anything which is yours, you've put your gear, even if you're making a lot of money on the sale, the simcha is diluted. It's not a full simcha. No, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Not always. Some people can't wait to get out. Right? Can't wait to get out. All right. I don't know. I really don't know. These are very complicated questions. A lot of these things are not clear. That's what you learn. Go to the Mefarshim. Shechianu toyva meitiv brachas are very. That's how we started off. The Magen Avraham. People today don't make these brachas. Why not? It's a reshus. Is it a reshus? Is it ignorance? Is it we don't have simcha? Is it there are so many different opinions? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Let's see. Pasuk da halacha dal al svarim chadashim. Do you make a bracha when you buy a new sefer? So we learned the answer is no. That's what it said. That's what it said in the kitzer. So he brings the shari tshuva. Shari tshuva hevi b'shnei deos b'im gomar sefer b'ksiva uve hadfasa. If you are mechaber a sefer, you spend 10 years running a sefer. Hadfasa ivarch shachyanu. Do you make a shachyanu on publishing a sefer? Das hamor b'ktsiyah sheivarich v'das hamachzik bracha shalol uvarch. Machlokes achreinim make a bracha on publishing a sefer. Ayin sham v'ayin b'shas tshuvas yadi yitzchak shehela shalol uvarch mishum duchu kvar mitzvah. It's a kvar gemar mitzvah. I don't know what that means. You already finished the mitzvah? Kvar gomar. It's already done. It's already after the fact. So you only make a bracha when you begin a mitzvah. I'm not sure what that means. Ra'ayin b'shud p'nei mevin nishal b'im sim kol hashas. Do you make a shechiyan to sim hashas? Oz yivarech yivarech b'ruch hashechiyanu because v'gam kein d'loy motzinu b'ruch hashechiyanu rak b'tchilas mitzvah. Only at the beginning, not at the end. V'loy l'achash nigmar v'im hoitzi sefer l'or umiskabel is accepted and the people accept it. Efshir did tzorich le'levar, because now that's the haschola. Now that people are going to begin learning your chidushim, so that's the haschola. So one thing we extract is that there is such a concept that a shechiyanu is made at the beginning, not at the end. You've never seen someone make a shechiyanu when they're messiahim a sefer Torah. Now you go to achnosa sefer Torah, you've never seen a shechiyanu.
So there's a whole thing of making a suda when you start writing a sefer Torah.
That's a new thing. That became a modern day thing.
So
fundraising. Why not? It's a haschol samitzvah. Haschol the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. So why not? I don't know. Why don't we do that? I don't know. Ksiva sefer Torah, is it a mitzvah?
It's of course a mitzvah.
Who's mitzvah? Right. Who's getting the mitzvah? Mitzvah slavli honisnitnu. That he mentioned. We mentioned that. Another issue. So why then does he say over here when you publish a sefer?
Mitzvah sefer Torah is that people should use it.
Yeah, I don't know. All these are very, I don't know. Shneimi, let's go halacha, and then we go to peros. We learn when it comes to peros, if a person eats a new fruit, you make a shechiyanu. What happens if you eat a new fruit in the morning, and then you go come back for lunch, and on the table there's another new fruit? The only problem is, the new fruit is the same min. They're both apples. In the morning you had an exotic sweet apple, and then in the afternoon you come home, on the table there's an exotic bitter apple. So do you make another shechiyanu on a bitter apple? It has a different time, but it's the same min. So the kids are paskin, yes. even though they are the same din, since they have different flavors, it's a new hanaf for the person. You can make a new shechiyanu if it was not on the table at the time when you made the first shechiyanu. Shnei minim ayin b'shut hilch halachas ketanas di alperos murkavim. What about grafted fruit? It's very common. Go to a lot of these fruit stores. They sell these exotic fruits. A lot of them have been grafted. They're not real fruits. Do you make a shechiyanu? Ein levarach shechiyanu hagam demutar spachil. Even though they're mutar, you're allowed to eat it, but it's klayim. No, you didn't do it. The goyim did it. Hagam demutar spachil mishum dimi isu. What does that mean? It's disgusting. Why is it repulsive?
Because it's against the Torah. That's why.
I'm not sure what that means, but basically we know that it's only because we didn't do the goyim did it. It's not your doing. It's mutter avol. So, but you should not. Still, you should not make a shechiyanu. Avol b'shel siavis kos yaveit shekos al defilu b'yoch shechiyanu al shnei mini peros. V'yachach ruah primurk of mishneim yachsel yivarech shechiyanu came into shnei also b'achila v'lo yasa shum peula asura. Like we mentioned, the al hagoy lo nesa al harkeb ilan. He says fakert. He says a big chiddush. Even if you make a shechiyanu on two fruits, I made a shechiyanu for breakfast on one fruit. Lunch, I made a bracha shechiyanu on another fruit. And then for dinner, you come home and they show you a third fruit. They tell you, guess what? This fruit is harkava, is kalayim, is a product of the breakfast and the lunch. The fruit you ate for breakfast, the fruit you ate for lunch have been grafted, and not today, of course, at some point in time. And this third fruit is a product of those fruits. Can you make a shechiyanu? And he says, yes. Oh, but it's a product, but it's one of shach. Either it's from it's the two. It doesn't matter. There's a new flavor. So you see over here that he disagrees. He holds that you can make a bracha on a food that has been grafted. So chilukadeus, you make a shechiyanu on fruits which have been grafted, and be careful, you go on Rosh Hashanah or on Tu B'Shvat, and they sell in the market, they sell in the food store, these fruits, some of these fruits indeed have been grafted. Do you make a shechiyanu? So some do and some do. Kiwi is grafted? Okay, so some do and some do not.
Strawberry and watermelon.
Watermelon?
Strawberry and a watermelon. Look at when you cut open a kiwi, look what it looks like. So it looks like a watermelon, but it tastes more like a strawberry.
So maybe it's Adama. Is it perfect for Adama?
Rabbi Moshe says you make on the strawberry, you're going to make a
Adama.
I'm just saying. And I'm,
so then,
anyway, it's strawberry, make Adama.
If you make Adama, then not kiwi.
Kiwi is
make Adama.
It's not like a nectarine plum.
Well, Hadama, what bracha do you make? What bracha are they going to kiwi? What bracha do you make?
I don't know. I always made it eight tonight.
I don't say no.
I don't know.
It grows in a tree. Right?
The rules of bracha.
If a graft of a strawberry with a watermelon, then how could it grow in a tree?
No, because a strawberry really migadin should be a ha'etz. Because really it's a tree. It's just because it grows so low to the ground. Mm-hmm. It grows so low to the ground, so that's why the meaning is to make less than three tefachim. We make Adama. But if the kiwi will grow at a higher elevation, then l'chayr, if it follows the little tree, it's the eighth remains from year to year, you make heights. Okay, next. Haroya halacha vav. Haroya es chaver. If you see your friend after 30 days, you make a shehechiyanu. If you see someone you've not seen for 1 year, you make a bracha mechaye hamesim. When it comes to shechiyanu, you can make a shechiyanu even though you've had correspondence with him. It's okay. That does not take away the ability to make a shechiyanu. But when it comes to the bracha mechaye hamesim, you can only make the bracha if you have not heard, seen, known from him the entire year. If you heard about him, you've seen him, you had correspondence with him, but even though you have not seen him, you cannot make the bracha of mechaye hamesim. Harayis chaver benimuke arechaim kosav hatam shei bracha mekeis. Why bezman hazeh do we not find people make a shechiyanu when we see people? Case bracha shechiyanu al chaver im roya osa ach lachayom yom kid isa b'shochnach sham v'chein bracha bracha ter bracha v'chein meis lachay yebeis chodesh mishum de begalu seinu in our exile rubam kikulam nitvesu bekinas v'sinas isloriehu because everyone, most people hate each other. Rubam kikulam. Most people, kimat, all of them, nitpisu, has been overcome. Bekinas, with jealousy, v'sinas ishlerehu, the rock b'fon of masbeloi, in the person's presence, so we make believe that we like them. V'hu goinev daitoi, you're a liar. You're a goinev gnevistas, v'im lo yivorech alav yira re'eu sheinuchav alav yigrim lo dea, b'mischo b'matzavoi, and if you don't make the bracha, then imlo yivarech alav yireyu she'ena chavolav yigrem lo dea bimischaro. He's going to cause you harm. Bimischaro bimatzava. He'll take revenge. If you see a friend, if the halach will be that we should always make a bracha, then you'll have to differentiate who is my friend, who is not my friend. You'll meet someone and you're not going to make a bracha. The person will say to himself, oh, he didn't make a bracha, that means he hates me. You hate me, I hate you even more. I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to go online and I'm going to blog Lashon Hara about you and I'm going to ruin your business. So what am I going to do? I don't want to get into trouble. I don't want to lose my parnasa. I have a family to feed. I can't risk my life. I'm not getting ready to go Kiddush Hashem. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make the bracha. Oh, you're going to make the bracha? You might see shame shemaim levatal because you really couldn't care less about this person.
When we went to Shchodesh, you say Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. Saying a lie.
It's a tefila. Halavai we should be chaverim. Halavai Klal Yisrael should be chaverim. It doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that we are. It's a tefila. It's a tefila. We should be chaverim. V'imivarach b'mnei darke shalom yivarach abrecha bracha levatala. Al kein hinhigu chachne hadayos mishum loy plug shaloi levarich brachos elu. The meaning is not to ever make these brachas. I heard the reason why we don't make the brachas is because it says very clearly in Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, chaviv olav me'oid. It's one thing not to hate your friend. It's one thing I like. Are you chaviv olav me'oid? I think most people into that category. I like, you're a good person. I have no complaints. I have no problem. But are you on the madrega chaviv olav me'oid? Very, very few people. And the kids of Shulchan Aruch said very clearly, the only time you make the bracha, when you see your friend, lach ha-shleshem yom, huvu hu chav olav me'od. He's not saying that. He's saying every person should be in the category of chav olav me'od. So because we're in Golis, and there's sinas chinam, and there's jealousy, we cannot make the bracha man of shach either. It's going to cause a bracha levatollah, and if you're going to be selective upon whom you make the bracha, you're putting yourself a recipe for disaster, because how are you going to differentiate between one and the other? I love this joke. He told me about Garan Hasiyas, he told me this joke about this person. And he comes to the shul, and I told this to you a few times already. I apologize for repeating myself. Person comes to shul, and he says to the Rav, you know, in this shul, the Balabatim, they're so unfriendly. I'm here already for months. No one says Shalom Aleichem. The only time someone gave me Shalom is at Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Mitzvah Shabbos. So they say Shalom Aleichem. What kind of Balabatim do you have? So the Rav thinks and says, you know, you're right. It's a big problem. Bring me all of the siddurim. They take out all the siddurim, and the Rav takes a magic marker and he crosses out the word Shalom Aleichem, and he says Loi Plug. Loi Plug. You don't say Shalom Aleichem. Never say Shalom Aleichem. Not even Kiddush Levana. Loi Plug.
In South Africa, they say it's a warm country with cold people.
They said about Litvaks and the Hasidic shul.
A Litvak. Populated by
Litvak.
Okay.
Take exception.
Only half of it.
Exception noted.
Okay, now we come to Halah Simin Samach Din Birchis Hariya Uvoy Tesvav Sifim Haroya Ilone Machel Shemitzim Perach. Hashem, there is nothing lacking in Hashem's world. Hashem created brios, good creatures, the ilanos tovim, and good trees, lehanos b'hem and adam, in order to give man benefit. You can only make this bracha once a year. Okay, today there are signs in the newspaper. They print all the locations in Flatbush and in the community where you can go. It's coming up now. This is the time. It's coming up very soon. Right after Purim is the time when you do this, when it begins to blossom. And you make the bracha. You can make it before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when it begins to blossom. We'll see. V'im ichan melevarech ad shegodne. When do you make the bracha? So it says very clearly, you make the bracha when the perach, when the bud, when it begins to bud. But you have to make the bracha on the leaves. You make the bracha on the part of the fruit which will turn into a fruit. It starts out as a flower, as a little bud. That part that will one day turn into a fruit, that is eligible for the bracha. But not on the leaves. Sometimes fruit trees, they first first produce leaves, and then they begin to sprout, to produce the buds, which turn into fruit. You cannot make the bracha on the leaves. You must make the bracha on the part of the fruit, part of the tree, which will turn into a fruit. And the bracha can be made once a year. But once already the fruit has blossomed, you have a full fruit, it's too late. The zman has expired, and you cannot make the bracha. Lo yivarechot. Yesh oimrim the im loy berch pam harishayna shero es haprochem shuv lo yivarech. It's very scary halacha. They only can make the bracha the first time you see it. The first time you see, you actually pass by and you see. Oh, look at that! The trees are beginning to sprout. They're beginning to blossom, and you see the buds. And you forget to make the bracha. You want to make the bracha with your grandchildren. You want to make the bracha berov am at a certain time when it's a nicer day, when it's a sunny day. Now it's a little cold, or it's raining, and you're not in the mood, and now you want to come back tomorrow, it's too late. Because the bracha was established to make the bracha when the first time you see it blossom. You got one chance. You got one chance to do it right. And if you mess it up, it's too late. Halacha Bay. And let's see over here on the bottom. Haroya ilanim achol b'shulchan aruch kasav haroya ilanos b'mei Nisan. It says shulchan aruch only during the time of Nisan. Ovirka Yosef Sham kasav the bracha zu shaycha davka l'mei Nisan. Only for Nisan. You have to wait until Nisan starts. Avol roiv hachronim sulu de lav davka. Lav davka v'urcha de milson nokan. It's only it's common. That's when trees begin to blossom. But the truth is that once the season begins, you can make the bracha even in advance. Ayin mizeh b'mishnah brura. Shesosam gam kena. You can make the bracha even in advance. You can make the bracha before Nisan, already after Purim time when the trees begin to blossom, make the bracha. V'ayin b'shas ha'tshuvas heshev moshe. The gam achar Nisan b'varach. You can make it also after Nisan. It doesn't mean you make it only in Nisan. Only in Nisan. It means gam. But certainly if the trees begin to blossom, like a year like this year, where it's already a late year, like Nisan this year falls out relatively speaking late because it's an Ibiyar, so the trees already begin to blossom a little bit earlier, you can make the bracha earlier. And you gotta be careful, because once you already see the trees and you see it blossom, you're already putting yourself in a situation where you may have seen something and it's already too late to make the bracha a second time. The Chazal denachtu b'laloshem b'mei Nisan l'dayik davka. All they meant to say was Pam Achas B'Shana Mevarich. Only meant to say they make the bracha once a year. Nisan, meaning they meant to say don't make the bracha in Adar and Nisan, and then in Iyar and Sivan. You make the bracha once a year. That's all they meant to say. Over Yalkut Hagyoshani Hevi Mehagos Chasam Sefer Daloshon Yoyme Nisan Mashma Duhuadin Adar V'Kol Shekain Iyar V'Yod Hevi B'Shem Hamaram Shek Deyesh Levarich O Deshloshim Yoyme Achrat Kufa, you should make it 30 days after the Tkufa, after spring. Dimchal Tkufas Nisan, Bechof Nisan, Yesh Od Zman Levarich Ad Beis Iyar. So he says you can make it, you should make it after spring begins, because the trees are not blossom, at least where he lived, until 30 days after the Tkufa. Sometimes 30 days after the Tkufa first begins in Iyar. Okay, so it's not even in Nisan. It's not the ideal time. But easy to say for echad b'mishuhu b'arutzos adorim v'ro yilonas melavul v'mechodesh shvat way early. Im hu koydem tet tu b'shvat einam avarach. You can't make the bracha. That's certainly too early. Mishum shebirch kvar b'nisan ha'avar, because he made the bracha last year. V'im royally achar tu b'shvat then avarach, you can make the bracha v'oz ein tzach l'avarach b'shashav el arutzo. And you do not need to make the bracha when you turn back to your go up north. When you go, once you made the bracha once a year, and you made the bracha down south in an environment, in a climate where the trees began to blossom after Tu B'Shvat, and now you come up north, and now you see trees in Chodesh Nisan beginning to blossom, you don't make a bracha. The bracha is upon you. Once you made the bracha once this year, that and the year for this halacha begins with Tu B'Shvat. The cycle is from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat. Once you've made a bracha once a year, you cannot make a bracha a second time. V'royo hilonos melavlim ein v'oz ein tzaruch levarich b'sheshav alarzo v'royo hilonos melav levim be'adar nisan. In Adar Nisan, he says the ein tzaruch levarich means you're not allowed. I'm assuming he means you're not allowed, because once you make the bracha, you can't make the bracha a second time again. Okay, so that's the basic rule according to halacha l'maisa. You can make the bracha even in Adar. It's even though it's shochnach nisan lavdaf, you can make the bracha even Adar as soon as they begin to blossom. And indeed, soon you're going to start seeing in the newspapers all the different locations where you can go to make the bracha. And the rule you have to remember is Shabbos that you should not pass these places and observe what it looks like, because once you see what it looks like and you don't make the bracha, then you have a shaila, you can't make the bracha anymore, because the bracha was established to be made the first time you see these things. Three trees on the same spot? Really?
Some people do it with a minion.
That's a Hasidish thing, do with a minion. With a minion, that's a...
Three different minions.
How do you know if you actually saw it? Maybe you walked by, you don't even know.
No, then that you didn't see it. If you walk by and you didn't see it, you have to pay attention. That's Pasha. You have to be conscious. Well, look at that. They're beginning to blossom. You see the blossom, and you don't make a bracha, and you didn't realize what you... But if you just pass by, you know what you're seeing. Right? Most people today don't even know what a cow looks like. We don't know the difference between a fruit and a vegetable. We don't know from nothing. You live in Flappish. But so if you walk by, you don't know what's going on. That's not called seeing. If you're trained to see and you see it, then you have to make the bracha. Okay, let me read you what it says over here. Okay, there are a lot of things. I didn't do much preparation. I have to get back to this maybe next time. But let me just read one thing that it says. Hine al pi divrei hamikubalim. Shoyne, according to the mikubalim, shoyne birchas vilonas bechashivusa mishar birchasariya. This bracha of May is unique. It's on a much higher level than all of the other birchasariya. We're going to have now about a bracha on a comet, on a lightning, thunder, and other all these other different things that you see, the bracha that you make Mishan HaBrios on strange creatures. Okay, so the bracha that you make upon seeing a tree when it blossoms is on a different level. It's on a much higher level. It's a good thing to do. Many people don't do it. They're too busy. They're too busy to go out of their way to find the backyard where you can make the bracha. That's not right. It's a very good thing to do. It's a very Indian.
They didn't have the sign.
Now they have the
sign.
This is an Elia. I'm quoting you from the Elia Rabba. Okay, I'm quoting from the Elia Rabba. The Elia Rabba is quoted a billion times by the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah is in love with the Elia Rabba. And I'm quoting these words I'm reading to you are the words that come straight out of the Elia Rabba. So this is very serious stuff. Ash al kein kishkasu sheyesh la'adam l'shtada l'chazer achadecha v'hanizer bazeh olav akosav oimer re'ei re'ach bini kireach sadeh asher beruchol Hashem. That it's a bracha. V'yitin l'cho helukim mital ha-shamayim u'mishmanei ha-aretz. Hashem will grant you from the dew of heaven and from the fat of the earth. It's a very choshev thing to make a bircha suilonus, to say this bracha. It's a very elaborate bracha. Unlike all of the other brachas, most of them are just maisa bereishis. They're not, they don't have this elaboration. Shabara b'riyos toivos vilonos toivim lehonos bohem b'nei adam. It's a beautiful bracha, and it's kedai to go out of your way to make the bracha. Okay, another thing, let me read you another thing over here. V'shulchan Aruch, same thing I mentioned before from the Shemesh and Halacha. Do you make this bracha, do you make it in Adar? Can you make it in Iyar? Will shine Hashulchan Aruch Hayotzei b'Yemei Nisan v'Roi Ilanas Mashma. He's quoting away from the Aruch Hashulchan. Fact, Mashma Dafka b'Chodesh Nisan v'Hu b'Mdinos Hachamois Sheikar Halivluv Sham Hu b'Chodesh Nisan. So he explains that's really only it was only when Chazal said Nisan, they were referring to countries that are up north where it is hot. Avol b'm. I'm sorry. Yeah, relatively speaking. No. You're right. It's cold up north. So what is he referring to? I'm not sure what he means. I'm sorry. It doesn't say north. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said that. It means in hot climates. Sheikar halivlov sham hu b'chodesh Nisan. Aval. Climates where trees blossom in Nisan. Nisan is lav dafka. Aval. Bamedinos hatzifoinios. In the northern climates, Yoser sheikar halivlov sham hu b'chodesh Iyar. The Sivan, it blossoms later in the year. Yuchal levarich brachos zo gam bechodashim elu in these months. Im kinochon lahader gam sham levarich bechodesh Nisan v'prad al pi dirim mekabalim shuhuvu leel. So he then goes on to say over here that some hold like what you said, that it's lahader to try to do it in Nisan. Okay, some say that's the best thing to do. What about if you go to Australia? That's another halacha that there you make it in Tishrei. You make it in this what we call the fall. That's their spring. If you go down to Australia, the other side, the southern hemisphere.
Fairly warm climate all year. South America.
All the halachas there are different. Everything there is very complicated. All the halachas are very complicated. That's a topic by itself. Okay, let's maybe just do one quick halacha. Let's do one halacha about Zikim. Zikim is a meteor. A meteorite. How do you say that word? A meteor? A meteor.
Shooting star.
So you can make these brachas. To make the brachas. Al hazikim. Al hazikim. What is a zikim? What is zikim? A zikim is a meteor. V'hu koichov hayorek chetz. A flying star, shooting star, like an arrow, bo'orech hashmayim, through the length of the heaven, mimokim l'mokim, v'nimshach orech kishavet, and its light expands like a rod. V'ala koichov sheyesh lezonov v'shevet shel orech. And on a star, which has a tail, the shevet and a rod of light, that thing's a comet. Vial reidas aretz, an earthquake. Vial ruchos shenoshbu bizaf, tornado. Or tornado. Vial habarakim, and on lightning. On lighting, al kol achas me'elu v'varach baruchat Hashem v'kidim el'cholam oseh ma'aseh bereishis. The Big Bang. Okay, this is all there at the Big Bang. You can make the bracha if you were present. The Big Bang, you can make the bracha oseh ma'aseh bereishis. The einoy m'varach. Now he goes on to the einoy m'varach al azikim on a meteor kim b'pamachas b'layla. Okay, if you're going to be up the whole night with your telescope washing these events, you only make the bracha in the beginning of the night, the entire night. You saw another star flying through the sky. On a comet, you only make a bracha once a month. Comet is only once a month, and that's it. The Al Haraim. Now, what about thunder? Okay, so this gets very complicated. He says over here a lot of chidushim, which we don't necessarily paskil like. It's a lot of machloikas about, the very complicated halachas about making a brach on thunder. The Al Haraim. Im Shamol Yachash Ava Habarok. If you heard, you heard the re'aim, the thunder after the lightning, right? So the sound of the speed of sound is slower than the speed of light. So every time you hear thunder, that's a delayed reaction, delayed sound to the lightning. So they really, the two of them really go together. That's really what it's all about. The lightning and the thunder really go together. So here's the rule. Now he's going to point out his introduction. He's going to point out that sometimes there's lightning in the sky that does not produce thunder. Not every lightning bolt produces sound. Oh, heat lightning. So heat lightning is a very questionable thing if you make a bracha. The al haraim on thunder im shamoli achash over habarok. If this is the real deal, you heard this thunder after there was a bolt of lightning. Mivarech. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, a special bracha. It is unique. Shekoichoi ugvuroso molei olam. Hashem's koich and might fill the entire world. V'imro es habarak v'sham es harayim biyachad. What happens if you see the lightning and you hear thunder biyachad? Mevorek rak brocha achas ose maase bereishis. Now what does that mean exactly? You see lightning and thunder. They're not the same. Can't be the same. Isn't that what it means?
It happens right away.
It's two different bolts. It's two different because if you're seeing lightning and you are hearing thunder at the same moment in time, it cannot be that
the reality is what they tell you is that when you see lightning without the thunder, it's because the lightning is too far away to hear the thunder. The thunder is actually there, but it doesn't. You don't hear the thunder until it's within 20 miles.
And the lightning is too far away, so you never saw. But let's say you see right in front of you.
It's closer, but
you see a lightning.
It was there when the lightning happened, but you didn't hear it yet.
But let's say you see a lightning bolt, and at the same time you see the lightning bolt, you hear thunder. It's not the same.
The
sound, exactly. The sound that you're hearing that is not related to this doesn't matter.
Yes, it does, if it's close to you.
If it's very close, too close to comfort.
They are tied together. They are tied together.
It's very close. All right, so it seems like if they're very close, if it's Toich Kedei Dibor, they're very close, one bracha suffices for both. Now, which one bracha? Which bracha should you make? So he says the bracha that's not so clear. There are different opinions about this. Which Toich bracha? The Imro es Habarak v'Shama es Hare'im b'Yachad Mevorich Rak b'Roch Achas Oseh Maseh B'Reishis V'Chein Imberich Al Habarak. Let's say you make a mistake. And you make a brach ala barak on the lightning, osa maase bereshis, uvesoichi they did on a mistake, uvesoichi they dibor laha barak nishma hare'im, it happens right away, it's close. So it's very important halacha that he's not advising to make two brachas. The only time you make two brachas is when they're separated by a significant period of time. Lightning, you make the bracha, osemai sebereshis, and then a couple of seconds later you hear the thunder, you make the bracha, shekoichoi ugvurosu moli olam. But if they're so close to each other, you only make one bracha. The kids passing the bracha, ikka bracha to make is osei maise bereshis. And if when you're making the bracha on the lightning and you're shocked, all of a sudden you hear that very moment in time you hear the thunder, the Oysa Maisa Bereshis automatically goes on both, and you should not make the bracha Shekoichoi Ugvurasoi Moli Olam. So it's not a guarantee, according to the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, that you're always going to make the bracha Shekoichoi Ugvurasoi Moli Olam. Because once you make the bracha Oysa Maisa Bereshis, and it was Toich Kedei Dibor, it was at the same moment of time when they were both together, that's it. One bracha covers them both. You can't make a separate bracha. The aim of Rachman Labarak Oyalar aim Ella Toich Kedei Dibor, another very important halacha. You have to make the bracha immediately. If you don't know the bracha Baal Peh and you get confused, and the time you get a sitter or someone tells you what bracha to make, it's past Toich Kedei Dibor from the thunder or the lightning. You cannot make the bracha. It must be made immediately. This people don't know this halacha. People, that happens all the time. Lightning and thunder, oh, you have to make a bracha. And then they go to the Siddur, they find this in the Siddur, the bracha. It's too late. The bracha has to be made on the spot.
You can make the bracha thunder before the lightning?
Yes, if just the thunder. Let's say you just hear thunder. Sometimes you just
2 minutes later, you hear the lightning. Then you see another bolt of light.
Then you make a bracha, since it's a different bracha, you make two brachas. So you see thunder first, so you make a bracha on the thunder, and then at a later point in time you see lightning, you make a bracha on the smite sebereshis. But if you're making, but if the thunder and lightning come with asachs in one shot, according to the kids, you only make one bracha and you're finished. Avalim hifsek yoyser shuv lo yivarech. Okay, now there are other chiluke deos, which Blin Nedder will pick up next time. Not everyone agrees to these halachas.